Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Yes, drive times are happening these days. I'm threading the needle right now in the joys of traveling through this wonderful island nation where spatial orientation is not something that people are particularly gifted with yet. Good to talk to you again. I know it's been a while since I've done a talk, and I think actually drive times will be a little bit easier for me to do. They're going to be definitely shorter than the typical stuff, but it's just a chance to talk a little bit about things occasionally that come up here and there. Interesting twists and turns right now in my own life, as well as just I feel like even with the body of Christ at large, you know, all over. Because you know, one thing is with a body, any body, is that everything is connected inside the body. So if something happens in your toe, then you know you're gonna know it. You know, the rest of the body's affected by that. You stub your toe, you're not walking very far, very fast. So, you know, whatever happens in the body of Christ in Asia affects what happens in the body of Christ in America. Whatever happens in America affects the body of Christ in the Caribbean. So like that, we're all connected, we're all feeling that which the Spirit of God is doing. You know, there are people that are not connected to the body of Christ, and they don't sense that, they don't feel that, they don't, you know, they've got their own little empires that they're trying to build independent of God and His body, and they're working to set themselves up and grow that little fiefdom. But, you know, His kingdom is alive, well, thriving, doing what it's doing, and, you know, you are... those who follow Christ are the ones who are part of that. So, you know, it's a cool thing. One thing is I love about, you know, I mean, I love everything about it, but one thing I really love about being, you know, one that's called by God and one that's following Him in that call is you meet others all the time that are His. And when you meet each other, you recognize each other because you have the same spirit living in you. And the spirit that lives in you is the same spirit that lives in that person. And they bear witness one to another. So you meet brothers and sisters that you have all over the world that you may have never in the natural touch base with for the first time, but you meet them and the spirit clicks, and it's just like, this is like, it's like meeting a family member, you know, or a brother or a sister you've never met before, and it's a beautiful thing. So you literally, for those of you listening in, you have friends and family all over the world that you have still to meet. You'll meet them in eternity, but you can also know that wherever it is that you go, wherever it is that God sends you, He's got His people there too. The wheat and the tares grow together, but the wheat is there. So, you know, when people live in fear of, like, you know, going out and doing what God called them to do, they live in a fear of, you know, what the world has conditioned them to, and also the way that the world works and the world system around them. But God's people are there in the midst of all of that, doing what they're doing and doing what God's called them to do. And they're there. They'll be there. He'll send them to you. You know, and if it's some place where there may be sparse, He'll send His angels into that situation. You will always have the help and the support that you need. Now, let me clarify. Maybe not the help and the support that you want, but you'll have the help and the support that you need. God will always put it there for you. So there's a big difference between that too, because I know for myself, you know, there was a season of time where there was a, as far as help and support that I would have wanted, oh yeah, absolutely, that wasn't there. But that which I needed, and God knew I needed was there. And as a result of God meeting my needs, not necessarily my wants, I'm a lot stronger this day than I would have been had I gotten a cushy path or things work out for me the way that I hope to in the natural. So, you know, now, you know, when certain things happen and certain things unfold, boy, I'm in a whole lot better place than I would have been had they gone according to my plan. So, yes, interesting thing, you know, yesterday I was at a meeting, good friend, speaking, talking about Yom Kippur coming up in the between September and October. And, you know, I do like learning, you know, some of these things. I don't get obsessed about them. I don't get, like, you know, dig in. But I do find it amazing how there's so much layering in the scripture, so much interconnection and intertwining, and just the complexity of God that we could never fathom with our natural minds at all. And yet the simplicity of how God works too, that the child gets it, and the child understands and receives it, and it's so simple. And yet if you really want to dig in, it'll blow your mind in the complexity of how God works. But you know, really a need, an essential need for God's people to forgive and to let go and to make atonement, you know, one with another, and to not hold anything in your heart. It's important. You know, it is really important, because the problem is that people, they allow for the experiences of life to accumulate, and they allow for them to just, it's like extra luggage. You're never going to use it for a trip ever again, because that bag is so beat up, so worn, but you still got it sitting in your garage, or you still have it carrying it. And it's like, there comes a point where it's like, just, you got to get rid of that stuff, because it is not helping you. It's not going to do anything to enhance your life. And the fact that you hold on to it, especially when, you know what's interesting, is when people think there's some value to it in the natural. So they will hold on to, they'll hold on to a curse because it has some kind of natural value. A good example is like an idol, you know, that might be made out of gold or something like that, or silver or whatever. But this thing is attracting demonic spirits into a person's house, into a person's residence, into a person's life. But the fact that they have it there, but because it's worth, you know, $50,000, and it was made by some artisan 200 years ago, and it's got some jewels in it or whatever, the fact that it has some value like that, they keep it. Now, what would you pay to have your peace? You know, what would you be willing to give up so that you could have peace in your life? So that you could have and experience the fullness that God intended for you? You know, that, it's a dividing line. And there's a lot of people that hold on to curses in the natural and in the spiritual, because that you don't need to. You can just let those things go. And if you let them go, you would experience a freedom that is only allowed for God's people that follow Him. But you got to be willing to. And, you know, another big one is just this issue of forgiveness. And because, you know, when we go through life here as God's people, in this world you will have trouble. In this world you are going to, Jesus promised it in John 16, the chapter. But He said, take heart, for I have overcome the world. Now, in Jesus overcoming the world, a big part of it was also He had to forgive. And He showed us how. I mean, on the cross, He didn't have to if He didn't want to. Because if there's one guy that did not have to forgive, anybody, it would have been Jesus. You and I don't get that luxury. As the children of God, you and I, we're called to forgive. You know, he expects that of us. But he didn't have to. But while he was on the cross, even he's like, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he's letting people release, he's releasing people and letting them go from that which, in the realm of spirit, you know, is something that otherwise they, gosh, can you imagine paying for that one? I mean, nobody could. So Jesus is releasing people and letting them go. And, you know, with that process, now sometimes, okay, sometimes, yes, in the natural, there are some things that need to be done. You know, you've got to, you know, clean certain things up, you've got to balance the books with somebody, you've got to, you know, separate the estate with somebody that, you know, is a family member, whatever. But, you know, there's an approach that starts in the realm of the spirit where you release and you let go and none of it holds you. And when you release that person or persons or institution or president or whoever it is, whatever it is that is bugging you, holding you, irking you, you're now, see, that's part of the scheme of the world. Is part of the scheme of the world is to rub you raw and to get you now focused on something external, to get you focused on something without, and for that to dominate your thought and your inward being. Okay. Little recap on a lot of stuff, but the kingdom is within. And the result of that is, okay, you've got the battle from that which is within. If I shouldn't say a battle, but it's your free will decision, your free will choice. You've got that which is within for you that are walking with Christ that is opened up through Christ Jesus. He's the gate and he's the door, and when you go through and you it's unlocked by him, now you have access to the kingdom through Christ Jesus. So you can boldly go before the throne of grace. You can go into the throne room of the Father as his son, and you can experience and walk in that relationship every moment of every day. And that's the kingdom that is within. And as you go within, as you connect up within, that flows into your life. And it overflows your life as you allow that to wash through you and just become your way that you relate. Simultaneously, you have the world system and the kingdom of the world, which is without, which is outside of you, which is trying to work its way within. And so it will bombard your senses, all your natural senses, continuously. It will seek to gain access to you definitely through your flesh. We can do that, but just, you know, either through pleasures that are unauthorized by God. So it's like, you know, you try to get something, and the world will entice you into a particular line, and it's going to lock you up if you go in that way and you give your will over to it. So like that, the world is working on people, and what it's trying to do is, for the goal of the world system is to get the soul. I mean, the whole thing is designed for that. And as time has gone on, the world system is getting more and more sophisticated, more and more elaborate, and it is, the remnant is definitely getting smaller in the sense that, you know, there are more, as far as like a percentage goes or whatever, because the world is pushing and pulling so much more on people now, and their ability to, I mean, there's so much noise, there's so much clutter, there's so much without that can keep a person from going within. If you want to go within with Christ, if you want to track strong with the kingdom, you have to make a deliberate decision to control the influences that are coming into your life. And when you allow yourself to be exposed to things, to be exposed to them with a filter on your mind. You don't just sit down in front of the TV and just let it flood you with whatever it is that's going on there. I mean, you don't sit down in a sermon and just say, okay, well, whatever this guy says, because he's in front of a pulpit, I'm going to listen to it. No, you put the filter of truth and Christ, and that is what everything has to be sifted through. And if something doesn't match up, you call it as that. You know that it is. I mean, you still experience life, but you experience life with something that keeps the core of your being from being polluted and diluted. Because you want to always be able to hear the voice of God. So the product of the world is what they're working on continuously is to get that external, worldly, carnal, demonically inspired kingdom of the world, and to get that within the core of your being, and to have your free will make the decision to put your treasure there, to put your heart there, to set your heart on the world system, that which is in the world, that which the world does, and to get you from going within the kingdom. So, for example, say with, you know, even rubbing you raw. I mean, putting out there, just like, say, politics. Okay, if it can get you so angry at these politicians that are clearly have no, I mean, just okay, these are people that are not capable at the jobs that they do, by and large. Let's just leave it at that. But if they can get you angry and bitter and wrap you up on that level into this stuff, then that's the goal. The goal is not logic. The goal is not reason. The goal is not peace. The goal is not to find a resolution. No, the goal is rob, steal, kill, and destroy. And to do that, using every means possible, and you. So for us, for God's people, for kingdom people, don't allow the world to get that hook in you. Yeah, we do relate, because we're in this world, but we're not of it. And God sends us into this world on a rescue mission. But you keep that stuff on the periphery. You don't let it get into the core of who you are. So even with that stuff too, it's like you forgive, you release, you let go, and if there is a way that God has for you to relate to it, He will show you. And you say, here's what I want you to do with this. Fine, do it. If you got to say something about it, fine. Say it, get it over with, and then move on with what He has for you. Because if you allow that to take over your consciousness, okay, well then now where is your consciousness? Now where is your mind? It's wrapped up in that which is external. It's wrapped up in that which the world is trying to entice you into. See, the world will change flavors continuously till it can find something that you'll bite on. Anything. So if you need porno, it'll give you porno. If you need politics, it'll give you politics. If you need political porno, it'll give you that. If you need, if you need entertainments, if you need vices, if you need continuous stimulation, if you need intellectual prowess, if you need religion, if you need whatever it is that you need that's not Jesus, it will give you that. And it will allow you to form a community around that, and it will give you 50 other people that are on that same thing, and you can all pat each other on the back and tell each other how great you are and how okay and how much you guys got all wrapped up and figured together. But the problem is there's no life there, and everybody's miserable, and they go on. God's got something for you as an individual, walking with him as part of his body, he has something for you specifically. And you only receive that from direct relationship, direct connection with him, where he unfolds that to you. So, the need is to not allow the world to get that hook in you where it keeps you distracted, where it keeps you without. You have to let the core of who you are, first of all, align with the Spirit of God. You need that. You need to, for the core of who you are, the very center of your being, to say, God, this is it. I want to walk with you. I want to serve you. I want to be online and on track with you. There's nothing else in this life or this world that I desire than just to know you and just to be yours. And whatever you have of me, that's so let it be. I love you. That's it. And that start from there, then you've got to then let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, which is the fight, because the world wants the mind of the world in you, and it wants to push that on you. So you've got to fight for that. You've got to make a decision to let God change that part. And it's, you know, it's not done through intellectualism. It's just done through surrender and just letting, whatever it is, it's like, God, whatever you say it is, that's what it is. And I'm game for that. And, but see, the world is going to keep bombarding you. Now, another thing is the world accesses a lot of people through their flesh, through that which is carnal. Now, the thing about the flesh is, see, this is your, it's your earth suit to get around this place. It is not who you are. So your flesh, your body, this is not who you are. It's just the means for your transportation. Just like right now, I am driving in a nice truck. But this is not, my truck is not who I am. It's just how I get around in this, on this dimension of the road system of this crazy little island. But this is how I get around, but this is not who I am. I am not my truck. You know, likewise, you are not your body. But your soul is, while you're here, is hooked into your body in the respect that, you know, it's plugged into those systems where you feel, you touch, you sense certain things through that interconnection. So the flesh is a means of the world system, when it's a means of the world system accessing your soul. If when you and I make decisions that are contrary to the Spirit of God, we allow for there to be something that hooks into your flesh. When you make decisions with your flesh that are contrary to the Spirit of God, it now creates an access point and a door for the spirits of this world, the demonic spirits of this world, to access. And so those are things where God, if you turn yourself over to Him, He'll help you clean that up. And you're supposed to present your body as a living sacrifice. It's holy and acceptable. It's a reasonable act of worship. That's the whole Romans chapter 12. You do that. I do that. We go on that track. Now, I don't beat myself up over things. I don't, you know, like, no, I realize that this is part of the commitment. Part of the, it's the least that I can do is to choose to walk in that line. And, but the Spirit of God has got to help you with it. The Spirit of God has got to enable you to do that. Without the Spirit of God doing that in me, I have no power in and of myself to fight against this world, but greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. So with the power of the Spirit of God, which I can yield to, I can yield my body, my members, my whole being to the Spirit of God, and He can give me that power that flows through me now as a result of my free will being lined up with Him. There's a difference. When your free will is lined up with Him versus you of your own power and your own strength and ability just trying to resist and trying to make something happen and make something work, you can't have your own ability. But when you line up with Him, He does that. He makes certain things happen. He will, in His good time, in His good way, in His pleasure, will just, certain desires will just go. You're not ruled by them. They don't control you. You actually have the ability and the power to choose. So, but God wants that for His people, because see, when you close those doors, when those doors are closed in your life, when the demonic doesn't have a hook in you in those areas anymore. They can't access your life through your flesh, because your flesh has been given over to the Spirit of God. You're a living sacrifice walking around, and they can't access you. And as a result of them not being able to access you, now you have this unique ability to just flow through where most people would get stuck. See, when a person is mastered by their flesh, and they're mastered by the world, and the world is just having a field day with them, that person's not free. You know, they're walking through life tossed to and fro and swayed with that which is coming their way, and it's like God wants you to be free, and He's given you the power through His Holy Spirit for that freedom. The one thing that we have to do is we have to turn our will over to Him, so that you have to allow Him to do that. You have to choose that. See, that's really about the best that we can do in all of this, is to make a free will decision to turn ourselves completely over to the working of the Spirit of God. Because really, think about it. What can you do in your own power, in your own ability, in your own strength, with your own resources? You can't. You cannot fight this thing in yourself. But He's got the power. He's greater than all of that. And if you turn yourself over to Him, He'll do that through you. So, there's a freedom that comes when you realize you don't need any of it, you just need Him. And then you choose that you have this incredible strength that comes when you realize that, you know, you have the ability to choose. The Spirit of God gives you that. The Holy Spirit, when He lives in you now, you're not a slave to this world anymore. You're not a slave to whatever it is that pops up on the television. You're not a slave to whatever it is that is thrown at you. You are a child of the living God. You are an heir with Christ Jesus. You're a royal priesthood. So we can live that life in and through all the time that you live the remainder in this world. And once you transition out, praise God, you go on to something that's super, something that's better. So, anyways, it's all good in Jesus. So, so I've got to sign off here in a little bit, because I've got to keep moving. But, just want to let you guys know, I love you, I'm praying for you, and we're praying for you. Also, we are getting close to a couple fun things being launched with the site, too. So thank you very much for those of you that do support this work in your own way, those that pray for us, that chip in to keep the site going, share this out with other people. That's an easy way that you can be a blessing to other people too, is if there's something in this that, because even like with these audios, you notice right there that there's that link. just copy that link if something is shared and you know that, and God puts it on your heart that somebody else could use this, and just email them the link. And all you got to do, even when you do that, is just say, hey, I heard this, just kind of curious what you think about it. Just do that. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be extreme or do crazy things. Just simple as that, just share it with somebody else. Because, you know, we can and we should be doing that. We should be, I mean, we make this stuff as accessible as possible. And there are servants of God that I know as well, and I try to get those messages out, because you know, people need truth amidst all the confusion that's out there. You know, when you hear and when you see and when you experience, and you know the ones that are real, and there are some that are real that I know too, and it's like, you know, you just do what you can to keep those messages and those people strong in the walk that they're doing. So, because, you know, it's not easy sometimes out here. So, anyways, but just encourage one another in the truth. Encourage one another in the Lord. Hey, so, God bless you. Thank you guys for keeping up. And love you. And we will catch up with you again sometime soon. All right. Hey, God bless you. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.